This dictation is by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD. I began this dictation and it cut off. So I'm starting it again. So you can eliminate the first one that cut off and let's start over. This is patient Deborah Jackson, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, first name Deborah, last name Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N. This is a Trevenox stress test, Carter Care Associates letterhead file, EST space. Jackson space D. Tremolex stress test date of examination 1-7-22. Referring physician Supathra Karen Anathy, MD. Performing physician Sharon Armes, MD. New paragraph. Clinical indication 67-year-old female with history of hypertension for stress test on medication. Parentheses Topol XL 50 milligrams, amlodipine 10 milligrams, and Lasix 20 milligrams. Close parentheses, period. New paragraph. ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, colon, sinus bradycardia with sinus arrhythmia, new paragraph, baseline blood pressure, colon, 128 over 70, period, baseline heart rate, colon, 78 beats per minute, period, new paragraph. Patient went tremble exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 5 minutes, semicolon, 2 minutes into stage two of a Bruce protocol to a peak heart rate of 145, parentheses, .95% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 145 over 85 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 21025. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a one-minute cool-down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%. New paragraph. The patient not experiencing any chest discomfort during stress. The recovery period, stress was terminated due to leg discomfort and fatigue. The patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 6.5 mets. The patient had baseline prehypertension with a normal blood pressure response to stress with attenuation of blood pressure response to, with effective blunting of blood pressure response to stress on her current medication. The patient had baseline sinus bradycardia with correction. The patient had reactive hypertension in early recovery. The patient had sinus bradycardia with a normal increase in heart rate despite her beta blocker. The patient had a final blood pressure with a normal increase in heart rate to stress despite her beta blocker. The patient had a final blood pressure 130 over 70, heart rate of 84 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, there was less than 1.5 millimeters of horizontal top sloping ST depression, leads 2-3 AVF and V4 through V6, which did not meet diagnostic criteria for ischemia at 80 milliseconds past the J point, past his PAST. During stress, peak stress in the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph conclusions. One, normal ECG portion tremble exercise stress test to 95% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. Two, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. Three, the patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 6.5 mets, comma, improved from her prior stress test. Four, the patient had baseline prehypertension with effective blunting of her blood pressure response to stress on her current medication, but with reactive hypertension in early recovery. The patient had baseline sinus bradycardia, but with a normal heart rate response to exercise, with a normal chronotropic response to exercise despite her beta blocker. Five, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armes, ND.